help change some things. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're doing something a little different. We're doing just talk and play this game. I guess it's the new Asterix and Obelix 2. Slap them all, or whatever. The Slap them all 2 game, whatever. But yeah, we played the first one way back, and now we're going to play this second one. Anyway, we do have some things to talk about, so I'll start with some of the more interesting stuff. So, the more interesting stuff would be, first of all, my AVN article is now out on fuanovel.com, fuanovel.net, don't go .com, fuanovel.net. Make sure you check that out. It's an introduction to the misunderstood world of adult visual novels, AVNs. And the staff liked it. Everybody liked it. They told me I was a great writer. So I'm really glad that they like my work. They want me to continue. They want me to fill in my writer's box, which I forgot to do. I told them I might have to wait till Sunday. But I'll get that writer's box filled in. But basically, it's just I need to add a picture and, you know, stuff like that. Show the Grim Lord picture and some information about how to access my stuff for people that want to follow me and all that kind of thing. It's good for networking. You know, they're all about networking and social stuff. It's like, it's a little above my head because I am the oldest guy in the whole fucking staff. But they like that I have the experience that I do. And I proved that to them when I wrote that article, and they were all blown away by just how good it was. And I wrote that fucking article on my cell phone. I just typed that shit up on my cell phone. And it was, no, I typed it up on my cell phone, then I transferred it to Word, and from Word document, I put it on their thing.
I guess you did it. Maybe at work?
Yeah. I did it right here in this chair.
I just had to do it on the computer and then if you
I'm faster on the phone.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a faster typer than I am on the phone than I am on the computer. Okay. So it didn't take me long to write it at all, and I got it done fairly well. I've been doing all that. I have a Word app on my phone. So I just tap all that shit and I'm done in no time. Okay. And then I just move it all right over to the WordPresses, which everybody mostly uses now.
Yeah.
So that was taken care of. I still need to understand how to use Trello, but, you know, they're walking me through it. They know I'm the old guy, and I've got boomerisms, so. Trello. Yeah, it's something that a lot of businesses, websites are using. Yeah. So anyway, Fuanovel is got a lot of cool shit coming up. Like, they got some really cool stuff happening. I can't talk too much about it because it's proprietary. It's like spoiling the surprise. We don't want to spoil the fun stuff. But there's some cool stuff happening, and I'm a part of the whole AVN division. By the way, I shared the stuff with Philly Games, and Philly Games really liked it. A lot of the people on his server liked it. I shared it with Pink Cake, but I didn't get any real response from anybody over there. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. I know that, you know, some people like it and some people don't. No.
Oh, you're talking about just their chat.
Just their server. Just their server, yeah. So he knows of it. I don't know if he's read it. I don't know. I never got any, you know, any response. But yeah, I did work on it pretty hard. And I was just told by my boss to put it on, put it in AVN servers, let people know. So, I promoted a lot of games in that. I promoted pretty much everything we've played and then some. And my editor did some cool shit. And my editor put links to everything so you can check out all the games that I talked about in there. And buy them and all that. By the way, Sexbot's got a Steam release, so I know you guys like Sexbot. It's not going to be released on Steam till 2024. But that's fine. It's the full 1.0 version that you guys saw me play. And I know you guys love it, and it's one of my most popular games here. So, you guys are awesome. I guess you guys just like hear me speak like a nerd. Anyway, it was fun. It was one of my favorite experiences with this genre, and I'm glad that it's coming to Steam, and maybe the final version will come to itch.io and maybe some other places. But I will say that, let's see. I will say that Flipwitch is a game I'm looking forward to. Flipwitch is not an AVN. It's an H game, but it's a Western studio. And it's put out by Critical Bliss. Now, I got word that it's going to be on itch.io in a week, but it's on Steam fairly soon. It's going to be on Steam. So you might want to go ahead and check it out, because it's a Metroidvania game, and we don't have a lot of those in this genre. Huh. And it's one of those Metroidvania games that's actually good, not because it's it's an adult game. No, it's actually good because it's a Metroidvania. Like, it's actually fun in that respect. And yeah, it's got pixel art. A lot of it's more animated drawings, but it looks really fun, and I'll have it for you guys pretty soon. You guys liked Under the Hood a little bit, so I was glad I could promote that. But, yeah, that was all fun stuff. Didn't have any problem with that. We got, what is it? Forbidden Fantasy. The devs of Fresh Women decided to give us something else other than the Fresh Women Season 2, Part 1 and 2, which will be releasing on the 15th, as I said. Well, they decided to release something on November the 21st, but it's just the first chapter, so let's not go too crazy. It's called Forbidden Fantasy. So now they're putting out a fantasy novel. Them and a million other fucking people. I know, Isekai's real popular, so let's just make a damn million fantasy novels, right? And by the way, I've been in Philly Server, and I've seen so many fucking AVNs that I didn't even know existed. And these aren't finished. No, they're not. Like, the thing about AVNs is they're seasons and chapters, and some people don't like that, which is
go on forever.
Well, yeah.
As long as the writer's
willing to do it. But there are some writers, like with Chasing Sunsets, that are determined to end that story but start another one maybe in the same universe.
I think that was kind of wrong, the way you're talking about people that invested in it.
No, that's not Chasing Sunsets. That's Milfy City. Milfy City was bullshit. But Chasing Sunsets is completely done. And he said one cool thing that he's going to do is have some of the characters in Chasing Sunsets come back. Okay. Yeah. Just as cameos, appearances, and stuff like that, because he wants it all to take place in the same world. And they're really good writers. Chasing Sunsets is a great VN. We saw that when we saw the depth of one of the strongest characters get complete. Like, he was a former Israeli military guy, hardcore. He got killed by a thug, which is a really dumb way to die after he's like, I mean, this guy was a war hero.
Oh, yeah.
And he got taken out by this damn thug who caught him under off guard. Yep, it's pretty crazy how that worked out, but it was a hell of a scene that we got to see, and it shows again that these games, man, they really can...
You can emotionally get invested.
Yeah, you can get really invested in them. And I told Philly, I said, man, what you guys are doing is you're taking the torch of the porn directors of the 1970s. And you can go look at 1970s porn. I just did it a few minutes ago because I was, I've been downloading a lot of... They've been popping back up. I'll just say the 70s porns have been popping back up for some reason. But I've been downloading them and I've been looking at them. And the first thing I noticed is, first of all, this looks like it's a movie. It doesn't look cheap. It looks like an actual movie. The acting, it feels like acting. It doesn't feel like... it feels like real acting, not like Pirates 2, which Stagnetti's Revenge, which was... I mean, oh yeah, they spent millions of dollars on it, sure, but it was still really corny and campy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a movie that still looks like a classically acted movie.
Yeah.
It just has pornographic scenes in it. And when you look at games like Chasing Sunsets, and you look at games like City of Broken Dreamers, and you look at games like, other ones I haven't even really gotten into yet that are probably along those same lines, you're going to see that kind of care and attention to detail in the storyline and in the script. There's sex, sure, but there's a lot more going on. And those characters are going to resonate with you because, you know, things happen to them. And I mean, it's one way. See, they say that people on the autistic spectrum are not empathetic. But I think that even if to a certain level. But I think that
I always heard it's like ice cream. There's so many flavors, you know, not every.
Right.
And Asperger's, that's another level of it.
But what I was saying is, I've been like these games have kind of helped me to maybe deal with, I guess, grief. I mean, I have had grief. I've talked about it. There's a lot of things I've talked about. So I don't think I really have that not empathetic level of things. Because when people really close to me die or something horrible happens to them, yeah, I definitely react in the way that a person is really supposed to.
Yeah.
So I don't think I have that issue. Especially with, I mean, even with some of the games, when a character dies, like, no, I don't want you to die, Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert, but whatever. Henry was a good man.
That's starting to sound like good old fashioned orgy. Your mother was a good woman. As he's at an orgy.
Oh, man. Hey, I noticed something. These stages seem a little different. They seem like they actually kind of built onto them a little more.
Well, let's. Something about them, like maybe better animated or colored. I'm not sure.
It looks like they took the engine from the first one and made it better.
Well,
which
yeah,
is good.
You think about the first one was only. It looks like you're able to go a little.
Yeah,
more,
we can go. Yeah,
not just straight.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a better. It's a better version of the first game, which is what I wanted. Like when Ninja Turtles. I mean, I like Ninja Turtles too.
Shredder's Revenge has been one of my favorites.
Oh, Shredder's Revenge is a great game. But what I'm saying is, when Ninja Turtles 2 came out, the arcade game, everybody thought that was cool. And then Turtles in Time came out. And oh man, that game was amazing. It still holds up. The arcade version still holds up, and the Super Nintendo version, I think, even still holds up pretty fairly. But yeah, those are really fun, good.
That is another one for PS5. I thought about getting like the box set of every Ninja Turtles game ever.
Yeah, they have that. They have the collection.
But I think we already have those on our.
Yeah, we do. You have them all. You should have them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. I mean, because there's a PC version of that, and I got the PC version.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Ninja Turtles collection. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, it didn't have cheats for the Nintendo one, and that's the one you actually really do need cheats for. Yeah. I watched somebody play that on social media, and I was like, man, I didn't realize how deep this game actually went as far as... Oh, it's...
You talked about the first...
The first Ninja Turtles, the Konami Ninja Turtles one. Well, they're all Konami Ninja Turtles, but yeah.
Yeah, the very first
The
one.
Very
that
first one.
Just like 2D as it gets.
Yeah, and it's really hard. Well, no, it had that map mode. It had that...
Yeah.
Remember how you had to avoid the... I didn't even know that.
The tank.
But you had to... No. You had to avoid the things that would fly in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
After the...
Yeah.
One level. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that even happened. Because you were trying to look for the foot base. Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, I met a lot of people that get past the third.
No, I couldn't get past the city level.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult game.
I got to the air base, but I think... I can't remember what happened. I think I died or something.
Yeah, once that was the thing.
If you
like
died
when
before,
you died...
You had to start all the way over.
Yep.
That was some shit.
Yeah, it really was. Where do I go now?
And if you ain't played it in a while, it is not hard to just lose life quick.
Right. Uh-oh. Got a bug? I mean, this is the first release version. Oh, okay. I don't know what happened, but...
I have a French comic book of this that my dad got when they lived in France. When my dad was in like junior high or high school, I can't remember. but he worked for a movie theater in France around Marseille. So, and he had this, so it like one, you know, it was a double-sided comic book. One side was a Western, and the other side was this.
Right.
And from this, I want, not the 70s, because he was older then, probably like the 60s. I'd have to look. And I have a Snuffy Smith comic book that he gave me.
Oh, really?
At you know, he used to have a comic strip of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a comic book that he has of it.
Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about is, well, I mean, obviously, people have been noticing there's some server drama, and I noticed some people just didn't want to get involved, and that's absolutely fine. But, I don't know, man. It's like,
I say don't worry about it.
The thing is, the server drama, like, it's weird because a lot of the people that were, like, alright, maybe it's fair to say that a lot of people didn't really know, like, what our channel was about and what kind of stuff we did.
Well, but if they're following you.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you complain.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, there were some people that actually kept up with my content, and, like, when we first started, you know, we were doing, well, I mean, we did Red Pill content in the beginning, but then we started doing, like, the first one we ever did was Making Lovers.
And I still like,
and I'm still doing that. I still like that.
Red Pill, I feel, is only a step in the process.
I think there's a lot more. Well, I mean, everybody's
self-improvement.
Everybody's got to go their own, you know, specific path.
I mean, you have to go your own way. Honestly, that, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, its son was autistic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, I'm highly ADHD. Like, I have to take two of the highest dosage Adderall every day just to be able to focus right. And, I mean, I could do okay without it, but not in the business of what I'm in, you know.
Right.
Catching people doing things they aren't supposed to be doing, you know. Speaking with the Thor.
Well, see, my lion's mane helps with focus, so that's why I take that.
Oh, I do a bunch. I take a bunch of supplements if I can. That Tomcat Elite, I got to reorder.
Yeah.
There's another one too that I got to look up.
Mm.
That's a root supplement supposed to be real good for your testosterone.
Hmm.
Really got to watch what putting in my body.
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving, I'm going to be back on my carnivore.
Yeah.
But, you know, I already talked to my folks because they're like, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? They're like, I'm not going to be on, because they're doing the diet too. So, they're like, they're not going to do it for this whole month. I'm like, well, heck, you know, I might as well stay off it too. You know, plus the casino, it is hard to stick to something with all the food you have.
Now,
really, you have to start bringing up
lunch. Yeah. Now, all right, but yeah, after we did that content,
that's what I was going to tell you.
Okay,
it was about the autistic kid, but you know he's. She's trying to explain to him, he's nine, and trying to explain to him why you should be nice to people even though they're not nice to you because he's getting picked on.
Right.
And I tell him, you know, I told her, you know, tell him be himself because, honestly, when I was younger, I was like, I wish I was normal and I wish, you know, this and that. And the more I'd try to be something I wasn't,
right,
the more ridicule and, you know, made fun of because I made that look ridiculous.
Yeah.
But when I started being myself, you know, the people that mattered or were worth being friends with, they were the ones that hung around and all that.
Sure.
So, but, you know, yeah, autism, all that, it's got many flavors. I think people, there shouldn't be as much of a stigma around it.
No,
I sure. know there's some that are, what is it? Not idiot savants. I don't think that's the term for it.
It's fine.
They're idiots, but they are good at something. They can count toothpicks like you wouldn't believe. that's terrible. But, yeah, emotion on some levels isn't always the strong suit. But, you know, social cues aren't neither. I yep. even have some... times have issues with social cues. But,
oh yeah, I do too.
You know, I live out in the woods. Not yeah. a lot of social cues you're going right. on out there. But you know, you learn.
What is this guy? He seems to be able to
have lightning.
He got some powers. But anyway, what I was all right. But what I was saying is, yeah, we. We went in from that content to started doing Making Lovers, and then I started doing Sakura no Mori Dreamers. So when I first opened up the old server, it was where we talked, we had a lot of those games. Like, yeah. that's literally what we did. And even the very first, the welcoming message for our old server was actually taken from a an Eroge VN called Sakura no Mori Dreamers. Of course, I mentioned that, but it was... the chef that would cut up the girls and make you eat their body parts and the cakes and stuff they made. And but there was one where you'd say, welcome, you know. And what I did is I took an anime girl and I put that in there like the party celebration. So when people would go in there, they would see that, and that was their little welcome thing to the server. And, you know, people didn't have really an issue with that. But... like, yeah, we were always playing these kind of games ever since the start. Like, yeah. Euphoria, Magabates, all that stuff. And I was like... and I kicked this guy out of the server. And the reason why I kicked this one guy out of the server is because... first of all, we were arguing in another server, right? And we moved that into this server. My server. And we started arguing back and forth. And... I kind of looked at it for a minute, and it had been about a couple days afterwards, and I said, you know, that's really not what I want from this server, because I don't remember the Empress drama was bad, when Empress was going around saying,
oh, yeah.
doing all kinds of shit, and I that said, I don't want to start this either, not over my content that we've done. I mean, just because he didn't know we didn't do that content doesn't mean he can go in there and say all this crap. It's like, dude, we've done this for 3 fucking years now. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
So, basically, I said, you know what? I'm going to just kick him, and I kicked a bunch of other people that were just, didn't have any
they're
connection to the...
some shit.
No. Just didn't have no connection to the server. But the other guys, I don't really have a problem with. The guys that didn't like my content anymore, didn't want nothing to do with me, they left. They left the server. They didn't want nothing yeah. to do with it. But, you know, then the guy was telling me, he's like, well, you should stop tagging everyone in the server. And I'm like, okay, first of all, it's my server. If people yeah. don't want to be tagged... see, there's a thing on Discord, basically, where you can say, hey, I don't want to see notifications. Yeah. And sometimes
it is
you...
your Discord.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, so sometimes... like, I mean, I get it. Sometimes it doesn't work and they have problems and all that. But if they have an issue, like, you know...
go to a different Discord.
Go to a different Discord server. I mean, because honestly, I've already told people this server is to promote AVN and Aerogay games.
I don't
like,
know how
that's,
much of that works.
That's all I'm saying. This server, what we do in our different channels is we have AVN promotion, which actually is borrowed from other servers. When servers post updates about Aerogay games, they go in there first. It sales, everything. It all goes in that section. If people post about AVN, if new AVN comes out, I'll post about that there so people know where to pick them up. So that's what I was trying to do. Here, yeah. play it.
Oh, okay.
You could just hit the button and skip the whatever. But anyway, like I was saying, like, that's what I'm doing with the server. I'm basically, let me move this a little. But I'm basically promoting the stuff that we do here on the channel. You know, the comics server probably won't be getting used, or the comics channel probably won't be getting used that much. Because, you know, we don't... It takes a long time for us to do a comic. You want to go down. You want to go down.
No, I'm...
Like, there you go.
Give me a second.
Oh, you're just checking all the controls and everything.
Getting a feel for it.
Okay. Because it is a little different than the first one. That's for sure. But, yo, that's what we've been doing. And there was a, you know, some people that are just, you know, don't have no dog in the fight one way or the other. They don't really care. And they don't really like a lot of drama anyway, right? But the thing is, there are some guys that are starting drama and fighting. And the one thing that I didn't like is I'm like, okay, this guy doesn't like my server, right? He doesn't like that. He doesn't like it. He doesn't want to be in it. He doesn't like the content. He constantly gets on to me about the content. And I'm like, okay, so why are you here? It's just kind of weird, right? It's like, why would you have somebody in a server that doesn't like to be in the server? It's like, either they're trying to find content, find something to stir up content, or, like, at that point, you know, there's actually something I read in an AVN today, or yesterday, and it really hit me. I opened myself up to people who allowed me to basically make me think that I could open up to him, you know, as a friend, because when we originally had the server, we had a open mic therapy room, and people would talk about their problems and all their personal stuff, and I would listen to them. So the minute I opened up, then they just jumped on my vulnerability. They're like, oh, well, you're this and you're that and you're not a man and you're this and you're weak and you're whatever. And I'm like, damn, guys, really? And I was talking to some other guys that used to be in some of the older servers about, you know, just what, you know, some of the stuff. And one of the guys was like, man, this doesn't even sound like the same people. I said, yeah, I know. It's all kind of weird because I just don't remember that. And, of course, you know, they're saying, well, just let it blow over in a few months. You know, maybe things will change. They'll, you know, I mean, they could. But at the same time, you know, people have just, you know, went up and said, they've said to me, DM'd me. They said, man, look, like, whatever you said, it must have really upset them. It must have really, and again, I did say some things that were probably pretty hardcore and shouldn't have said, and just, it's just a lot of fighting. It was a lot of fighting between people, and, you know, that usually causes issues. So, I figured it's best just to kind of leave it be, and ignore it, and see what happens, because I don't have anything against, you know, some of the people. Like, some of them, they're just really trying to pick a, like, literally pick a, they got a bone to pick with me. It's like, they got beef with me, and, like, I don't fucking, it's like, whatever, it's not that real. I don't really care. Like, I'm just trying to make fun content that I enjoy in a drama-free server. And one of the guys was saying, well, yeah, you got drama-free, but your content has, like, rape and all that. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, it's cartoon, not real shit.
Real life has rape.
Like, real life has rape, but we're not talking about somebody that's actually getting, you know, all this shit is cartoons and everybody is, all the voice actors are consenting to the roles. You know, everything they read in that, they're like, okay, you're going to act like you're being, you know, this is happening to you. And they're like, okay, whatever, fine. It's just because they don't take it seriously. A lot of these Japanese voice actresses, they don't take it seriously. These are stories.
I mean,
like, if there's a story.
You've seen a murder mystery.
You've seen a murder mystery.
Like,
you've seen a.
Your shows have murder in them.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
oh, yeah. You sound like you got have a brain cell.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a murder mystery.
And, like, I mean, they're talking about, there's movies with rape in them.
Yeah,
there's
plenty.
Movies. And
Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course that, I mean, but the actors, if you talk to the actors, Why would you go in this movie if it has that? Because that was the role I'm playing. I consented to play that role as that character. Does it mean that I want people to get raped in real life? Does it mean that I enjoy that? No, it doesn't mean I enjoy that. It's just part of the scene. It's part of, you know, that's part of the game. It's not a big fucking deal. We got games out there where you can take a person and chop them down into little pieces if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
You got some of the craziest shit. You go into the Postal series, you can piss on people. You can, I mean, there's so many games that out there that you can just do the most craziest shit to people. And, like, that doesn't mean that I want...
people.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that I don't want... I mean, excuse me, that doesn't mean that I condone drama and all that kind of crap in my server. Because, for one, it's not really a big server to begin with. And it got smaller because I got rid of some people and some people jumped, which is fine. It's just a server for small promotion. People check it out if they want to check out the games or what we're doing. That's it. There's some memes, you know. It's not really a place for... I mean, to hang out. I got rid of a lot of rooms and stuff. It's... I mean, there's other servers I hang out in. I'll just say it like that. I go in there, I post a few things, I do that. And then I'm hanging out in, like, either GOG server, going Jazz sometime. I went in Philly server a lot. He's got some, you know, cool people. Sometimes I'll go in Pink Cake. Sometimes I'll go in... You know, just a lot of other different servers that I like. I'll go on the FUA server and talk to those guys in there. And it's just a lot of different things. I don't just go in one server. I mean, I just don't want to hang out in my one server all the time, you know? It's not really for all that. Even when we did have people, a lot of people coming in, it still wasn't that many. Like, there still wasn't a huge amount of activity. The only time my server was really brimming with activity is because Empress was in there starting shit.
Yeah.
When Empress was in there starting shit, posting all those damn long paragraphs, and started attracting all these people. But other than that, I even said, I like to run a nice, quiet server. People were upset because I was updating once or twice a day. I was like, yeah, I know people that update several times a day.
Yeah.
I mean, damn. There's updates constantly in some servers. And then in one server, they decided to put a bunch of anime bots in there. So the anime bots will fight each other, and they'll fuck with the anime bots, and I'll get notifications about all that. So it's crazy. But again, I've talked to some of the people that have followed me for a long time, and they're like, you know, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Just do what you do. I'm just not going to focus on it.
Yeah, it might be ready to be done even talking about it, because when you talk about it, you just give them...
I know that. So, I mean, but again, it's not everybody in there. You know, there's a lot of people in there I don't have anything against at all. Like, at all. There's a lot of people in that community that I don't have nothing against. That were on my shows and were friends and fans and everything else. And then there's people that just, a different way. Then there's people that just don't care one way or the other. And that's the way I feel about it. You know, it's just... You know, I just want to make that clear that, you know, I don't want drama in there. I don't want fighting. There was some shit that happened, but I'm not going to... I mean, it is what it is. You know, harsh words were said on both sides. Like, I said some things I shouldn't have said. They said some things that were probably pretty harsh, too. And it's just how it is. It's unfortunate, but that's what happened. And, I mean, if they do decide to clip me or whatever, it is what it is. At least I hope they get the right side where they're like, hey, yeah, sure. There was some things in there that were harsh that they said to me, and there's some harsh things I said to them. So, I mean, we're both kind of, you know, not in the greatest point. I will say one thing, though. It was absolutely insulting to do a, like... intervention about my, I don't know, my hentai thing. I'm like, dude, don't you guys understand I run, like, our content is hentai and AVN, and that's, hentai doesn't do as good as AVN, let's just be honest. Hentai, I've looked at our hentai hits. We don't get shit, dude. I did that brand new game that just came out, that Criminal Border game.
Yeah.
Dude, that got 26 hits. As compared to one episode of Lust Theory, you'll get 100 and something, or there'll be 200. Like, no, stuff. It's not hentai. That's that's adult visual novel.
Yeah.
Hentai is Japanese animation. Yeah. That's the difference between the AVN and the hentai.
Okay.
Hentai is Japanese. It's eroge. You know, it's erotic. Eroge means erotic game in Japanese. That's what it means. So.
And what are the AVNs? Erotic.
Adult
games?
Visual novels.
I know. What
but
it stands
but
for.
The reason why they're doing it differently is because, first of all, some AVN creators hate anime. By the way, I talked to Philly. Philly said, I've tried to get into anime, I can't get into any of it. He said, I tried getting into Cowboy Bebop, I hated that kid. He did watch Invincible, he is going to try to watch Arcane. He does like cartoons, he just doesn't like anime. Yeah, he just can't get into it. It's the one thing he can't get into.
Well, there's found the one for him yet.
That's fair because you know all the guys have told him try Steins Gate. He tried Steins Gate. He couldn't. Gate. Yeah, he couldn't get into that. He just said it's just not his
one
thing.
One Punch Man. Maybe?
I don't know.
Man, I think. That one.
I don't know. Like, again, they've been trying to get him. He said, I just can't get into this stuff. He said, it's something I've never been able to get into. And he's an 80s guy himself. He's born in the 80s. So, like, he understands. Like, I mean, I'll say one thing about this.
Find all of Pee Wee's
Playhouse.
I'll
say one thing about this generation in anime compared to our generation in anime. This generation is completely saturated with anime and hentai compared to our generation.
Oh, yeah. It's
our generation, if you wanted to get an anime, basically, I'll tell you guys how it went down.
You had to order it.
Well, no. Well, you'd have to order it, but no, there was that, yes. But you would go to the video store, right? And you may be able to get, you know, because it was like $3 rental. I think it was $3 rental. So basically you'd get one VHS of an anime if you were lucky.
Yeah.
And maybe you would get another part of it, something like that. I remember seeing some, you know, and sometimes they would have the anime in the children's section. That's one thing I would notice because when I started getting into anime after watching the stuff on the Sci-Fi Channel censored, I started finding a lot of them in the children's section. I think there was some Dragon Ball and stuff like that. And it was VHS tapes now. Remember, we're talking VHS. So you'd basically go in there and you would buy that, and that's how you would watch your anime. You never got a full series. And remember when DVDs came...
They still don't come with a full series.
Yeah, well, hold on now. Because the DVDs, they would try to throw like four episodes on a DVD. They used to do that. And then they would sell them to you in volumes of DVDs.
Yeah.
And now people are getting to the... You can continue. And now people are getting to the point where they're like... now they're getting to the point where they're like, okay, here's the full season, but we want $30 for it. You know, Crunchyroll owns all the anime now. They pretty much are the big home for anime.
Yeah.
So you can actually go into our store and pick up a... you can pick up a card for $100 for a full year subscription to Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought about just doing a subscription.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people are thinking about doing that because... See, I've got a friend of mine. He's got subscriptions to all of them. Now, we do have bad news. High Dive is dead. High Dive is killing.
Oh, yeah.
And the bad thing about High Dive is they were one of the very one of the main ones
really?
To do the uncensored.
I didn't know that.
No, not the main one. No, listen. They were one of the main ones to air the uncensored.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Crunchyroll wouldn't do it. A lot of other ones wouldn't do it. So if you wanted to see the uncensored, you would have to pretty much find a pirate site. Like you'd have to find a pirate streaming site if you wanted the uncensored.
Yeah.
So, because Crunchy's not going to do that. They're going to offer, you know, the most censorious version of the anime. But anyway, yeah. Now, like, you got, and if you want to talk about hentai, dude, the first time I saw a hentai that was like a physical box was in a, I think I've talked about this, but it was in a FYE, and it was about $29.99, and it was something Nurses, which they're actually remaking the visual novel of that. More news on that soon. But it was something Night Shift Nurses.
Yeah.
And it said absolutely not for children on the front, okay? And no, I didn't buy it because it was $30. And, I mean, one little hentai movie, right?
Yeah.
So now you have guys that are just, like, they can find hentai all over the place. They can find this, like, I never got into this doujinshi shit. This doujin, basically, there's these guys that'll say, give me the number, or the tag number, or something. And basically, somebody will go over there and give them a tag, and they can find the doujinshi comic that somebody wrote. It's just miles and miles and miles and miles of fucking hentai. And I'm like, my God, I never had anything like this growing up, right? So, yeah, it's a completely different generation. I mean, you guys gotta understand, when I'm watching anime, I'm watching old shit. Like, I just got done watching a Mon Saga, and I'm gonna watch Angel Cop. I've got the complete Angel Cop, so I'm gonna watch that, and then Appleseed again, and then Armitage Dual Matrix, which I've seen Polymatrix, but it's been so long since I've seen Dual Matrix. But I've been trying to watch a lot of these old ones, right? And it's because I'm noticing that anime itself is not... It seems to be heading downhill. Like, maybe the quality's gone up, but they're heading downhill for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of bad things happening in the industry right now. Regarding taxes and a lot of shit. A lot of shit that could really fuck up the industry. So, things aren't going good for it. Plus, they're starting to have all these animation studios in Japan do these Western things like Terminator and stuff like that. And you're going to have more woke influence and stuff. It's just going to... RGE predicted this. He knew what was going to happen. He said as soon as anime gets a big budget and everything, that's when they're going to start trying to push the progressivism and the wokeism, because they're going to try to start pandering to the Western audience, because they know that that's where all the damn money is.
Yeah.
So,
well, like China,
Hollywood and all that. Yeah, they're trying to work with them, and Netflix is fucking up a lot of things. I've read a lot about it. Netflix wants a production done 3 months ahead of schedule. And now, some anime studios are like that, but it's something that they never really enforce. And one studio actually was late, and it was considered a breach of contract, but they were able to talk it out anyway. So there's some interesting shit that's been going on in the anime industry as a whole. And, you know, frankly, I mean, that's why I've just been, like, watching my old shit and getting more interested in that. So, you know, again, like, there's drama afoot, but I am trying to ignore it. And I want, like, all my followers and fans to kind of ignore it. I'm just going to try to, you know, again, not bother with them, all that kind of thing. I mean, again, things were said, things were done that were, you know, crazy. And I'm just going to avoid it. I think that's the best thing to do right now. Just avoid all that crap. And we'll see what happens in maybe another few months or whatever, because, you know, these guys, they just, I don't know, not all of them, but some of them, they just, you know, they want to drama farm. They want to see if they can find something to get under your skin. It's basic bullying, but, you know, it's, that's what it is. It's just like, oh, let's find something to get under your skin, and it's crazy, right? But, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It, at the end of the day, I don't really give a shit. I've got to focus on other things, especially when I've got all this other shit I've got to work on now.
Yeah,
because I've got more writing to do, and I've also got this music writing I'm doing. I've had bands that really liked my work there, so I've been working on that here and there. That's more of a hobby thing for me, but the main writing is what's good, you know, the fact that I can actually write these big pieces and people really like them, and the fact that they want me to write an H scene, yes, an H scene, so hopefully that'll happen at some point, because of course, I don't know if I said this in the video before we got cut off because there was an issue in the first time we did this, but yeah, I've been asked to write an H scene, a couple actually. Because they've seen my work, and my boss goes over to me and says, hey, do you have any experience writing H scenes? Would you like to try? And because there's a company that he's working with that's basically going to do, like, produce, like, Western visual novels, so they need, like, freelancers to write H scenes and stuff. So I'm like, I'll give it a shot, but it's going to be, like, either something I'm good with on fetish, or something that is really bizarre, because I can do, like, bizarre kind of weird stuff. So, I'm good with that. Monsters, aliens, stuff like that. I'm good with that kind of crazy stuff. So, I can do that. But I want to... Yeah, I don't want to do... I specifically said no furries. No fur shit.
Yeah.
I can't do anything like that. You can find somebody else for that shit. But if anybody's wanting to bang some alien or whatever, I can probably write something decent for that. Depending on the alien. I said, if somebody wants to bang a slime girl, I can write that. It's just whatever. Let me know. I can write it. So maybe you guys will be playing a game one day and it's got an H scene made by me. That's great, right? Be awesome. It'll just say the Grim Lord on there and you'll be like, oh, okay. Because, yeah, like I said, I'm a friend to hentai. I'm a friend to OVA. Or OVA. I'm a friend to Erogay Hentai, and I'm a friend to AVN visual novel and regular visual novels, too. Don't forget, we do play regular visual novels and comics. You know, again, we really... Man, that Bloodlust was pretty awesome. I was showing it to DP. The art in that is just amazing. Yeah. Amazing work, and I'm glad I could share that with you. And, of course, we're going to get back into the swing of things when I roll back in with the Invisibles and roll back in with Fathom. And just roll back into a lot of stuff we were doing before the drought, I guess you could say, of comics. And, just really give you guys content, you know. I just really want to go full ham on it. Because this is something I enjoy doing, and I don't know if anybody else realizes that. But I do this because it's fun, because I enjoy it. Not because I'm trying to escape or anything. It's because I enjoy the fucking stories. I've always enjoyed stories. When I was a young boy and I would get a comic book, you know, yeah, I'd go through it. I used to be a comic kid. I used to have all kinds of comics that I'd read over and over again because I loved the stories and the characters. And, of course, you know, Wizard Magazine came out and all the Buxom Babes and everything. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I've been reading a lot about those. And you guys really like that I'm doing the Chaos comics. And I like those, too. I like the Harris Comics Vampirella. I like the Michael Turner Aspen comics with all his Buxom beauties, you know. But they're badass. They're all badass girls. They can say, oh, the Grim Lord hates women, and why do we have so many badass female characters that we do on the fucking comic scene that are extremely feminist in the old style, like Red Sonja, for example, where Red Sonja was like, I will not marry any man who can't defeat me in battle. Like, that's literally how she was.
That's based off.
I know that, but that was their thing, though. Oh, Gluteus Maximus. You gotta fight ass over here. Oh, man. That's interesting, though. I got a little wrestling match here. I don't know. I think this game looks. This game is a lot more fun than the first one for me. It feels like there's a lot more going on and stuff to do. It seems like they made a better game. So, like, kudos to the whole team at Microids for fucking making just a great game. You can pick this up on Steam and GOG and, you know, just that's probably it. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Also picked up The Last Faith, which is supposed to be like a Castlevania and Blasphemous kind of game. So it's really hard Castlevania, Metroidvania style stuff. And it looks fun. I just haven't tried it out. I'll probably try it out tomorrow when we do the rant show, even though this is kind of a rant show. So maybe I won't do that. Maybe I'll do something different. But yeah, so it's been hits and misses, you know. I mean, unfortunately, there's been some bad things, but there's been some really good things. Matter of fact, I really think things are looking up. Like, you know, people were saying one thing. They said, you know, you say enjoy the decline, but, you know, we're afraid you're enjoying your decline. I was like, no. On second thought, I'm not. Because, first of all, I've been asked by... I mean, I've been told by a professional writing outlet with a team of 56 plus staff writers that my work is really fucking good. And not only that, but another website that they work with, the guy over there, I had written a piece for him, which he paid me for. He paid me $40 for it.
Yeah.
Basically, he showed me a DM between him and the other guy, and they said, would you like to hire Grimm? He said, man, we'd love to have him. He's a fine writer. I mean, when you see compliments like that, I mean, that's a W. Like, that's a win. That's a fucking win right there. They're literally saying, hey, you're a good writer. You write about things that some people may not like that much, but you're very good at writing about those things. And there are sites willing to pay you for your services. You know, what's that thing that RGE said? He said... You want to make it to where businesses want to hire you, and not like they want, they want your skill. Where they're saying, okay, well, because the one thing I have an issue with is
sometimes being known.
Yeah, he has a weird screenshot kind of thing, which I talked to my other boss about, and. He was like, yeah, that doesn't seem... But, I mean, again, everybody runs their sites differently. But at the same time, you know, I just like that people really like my work and they're willing to share it and they say it's great and just all that kind of thing, right? So it means a lot. It means that... I mean, one thing about it is, I'm like, all right, so maybe I'm not chatting with the guys anymore, but what I am doing is I'm fucking... I'm pushing some pulp, as they say, you know, fucking get to pushing some pulp, you know, or putting the pen to paper, you know. I'm fucking working on things. I'm doing something that's actually good and productive. I literally said I need to do more productive things. So what I started doing was writing again. And I don't know if I'll write another book. I don't know if I'll go back to some of my older books and see if we can't get them edited and published. I could probably find some people to actually do that proper now. So I could get that done. And maybe get a cover, you know, made and all that kind of stuff. Maybe I can get that stuff to come out right. Even though it is a little outdated, that doesn't mean people won't read it. You know, I think there's still things that people would enjoy in those books. And I worked really hard on those books. So I don't think they should just disappear in the thin air. Especially since I have all the manuscripts and everything, so we could still do something with it. Something could be done, and I could maybe write some more with them. And again, you know, they want me to write the H scene, so I might become a prominent H scene writer. Maybe they'll discover what they used to back when I was in my early 20s on an old forum called Bearkive, Breast Expansion Archive. I used to write stories on there about breast expansion, and they did really good, and people read them, and they loved them. You know, so a lot of people are like, oh, he's just a degenerate. He's always been a degenerate. This is like something that's been known. I've always written this kind of stuff. I had the knack for writing about that kind of stuff. People enjoy it. They're willing to pay money. And you can make a living off that. People are like, well, I can get ChatGPT. Sure you can. Not saying you can't get ChatGPT. I've read some of the stories it's made. I've read some of the erotic stories it's made, because there was one server I was in where the guy was using an unlicensed or uncensored ChatGPT to write erotica. And some of it was a wizard that masturbated into a volcano? Yeah, just really funny stuff.
Sounds kind of
There's some shit that's horribly racist, and he actually got kicked out for that. But, well, no, one guy did. He wrote something that was really horribly racist, and they said, all right, buddy, you got to stop writing stuff like that. Like, they gave him a few, and then they're like, all right, man, you got to stop. That's too much.
Now, what's the difference between racist and horribly racist?
This was horribly, like, no, we're not even going to I'm not even going to repeat it here. That was beyond the pale for me. I'm like, okay, that's really sad. But yeah, again, I've seen what it can do. But at the end of the day, you know, I still think, just like with the AI art, I still think that, you know, real writing, you can do some great real writing. Like, real writers and AI, I've got nothing against the AI writing. Because I had a story, I had it write a story, it couldn't do all the characters I wanted, so it never gave me the whole story. Yeah. But it gave me a really good start. And I was like, ooh, that's really good. So it can write nice stories when it wants to. The issue is... you know, still, there's a lot of things it can't really do yet. So we got to get to that point where... I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever get that far to where it can actually replace writers. It might in some ways... There might be some cheap writers that really don't understand their craft that well. Maybe it could replace them there. But it can do some cool stuff. You know, they're about to release ChatGPT-5, they said. It's coming. It's on the horizon. And, of course, OpenAI just fired the fucking CEO, which is a big deal. I should have talked about it on the show. But, it is what it is. Okay, watch that horse. What the hell? Oh, you got to fight with those horses now, too. Damn. That's pretty funny. They were definitely trying to build a real beat-em-up this time. I'm really glad they fucking went in there and tuned this shit and figured out what was wrong with it. It's a team that knows what they're doing. But yeah, it's the holiday season, I'm busy as shit, and I'm glad that I can at least start 2024 off with a real, you know, just hit it, you know, hit the ground running, you know, really get some work done, start really making myself a name as a writer, and a community that, you know, actually accepts the work I do, and is cool with what I do, and doesn't give me shit about it, you know, just... I mean, because there's been a few people that have asked, like, hey, I'm into the Japanese stuff, and I don't really know where to start on AVN. So, basically what I told them is to start with the stuff made in Honey Select. Because there's a lot of games made in Honey Select right now that are free. They're all free because they're made in Honey Select. You can't sell them. So one of them was Project Carnation. Or I think it was Project Carnation. But anyway, that one is considered to be one of the best looking AVN in the Honey Select 2 engine. And there's a few more. There was called one and something, I don't know. But I looked at them all. That Project Carnation was like 8 gigs, so I was like, oh, I'm not downloading that right now. But, yeah, you can definitely get some great free AVN that are made in the Japanese Honey Select engine if you like that artwork a little better than the Daz stuff. Not everybody can do the Daz Studio stuff. But, I did learn about... Summer's... What was it? Summer Scent. That guy's almost done. What we showed you was pretty much almost the whole game. Now, what we didn't show you and what I didn't know about was there were two paths. There's like the fucking maniac path and the psychotic knight path. These paths lead to horrible fucking things. And he said that right now he's working on the endings to all the paths. And he said he wants to make sure that the ending carries weight. So, this guy's a perfectionist. He is a super perfectionist. I read his latest dev updates today. While I was at lunch, I was reading his dev updates. And I was like, okay, you're once again going back through shit, going back through the script, trying to make sure every music piece, he's got music in it now. Yeah. He's trying to make sure every music piece fits, every scene that he's rendered fits. He's threw out a lot of scenes. He's replaced a lot of scenes. The whole game is going to be completely different to what we showed you. So that's why we stopped. But you know what was crazy about Summer Scent? We got to a point where it didn't feel like it was even close to the end. Because remember when they went to the Chinese restaurant and they met that one character? Yeah. And you felt like more shit was going to happen? Yeah. That's literally very close to the end of the game. Like, Summer Scent feels like a... It feels like a snack. It doesn't feel like a full meal. It's got some cool stuff here and there, and it's got some really nice renders, don't get me wrong.
It has a lot of potential.
But it doesn't feel like it's completely finished yet, and I think maybe he's going to work on some other stuff. Maybe he'll try to build that into his universe. A lot of people are trying to build this shit into a universe. In Seton's trying to build their shit into a universe. Apparently, Mia is in Lust Theory 2, which Lust Theory 2 had a big update. This is actually big news. Lust Theory 2 hasn't had a big update in a long fucking time. They finally got their voice actors to get it to 90%. So they've added 3 new routes to the entire game, and they said that these new routes are going to be, you know, really exciting. So, I haven't played Lust Theory 2, but from what I've heard, from what one of the guys over there at GOG has told me, he said this game's fucking massive. It's huge. It's one of the biggest AVN he's ever played. And it's like Melfi City on steroids, because it's open world, but it does open world right. And don't forget, they're working on Lust Unreal Theory, which is going to have the whole game as a sandbox. Now, one thing I did notice is there's a lot of sandboxy games, but they said they're quite linear. I don't really like the sandboxy games that much. They're okay, but I prefer the novel approach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fun. A lot of those have been pretty fun. But, I mean, there's just so many to read. There's so much to... So many interesting stuff to see. And, of course, this year in gaming in general has been pretty damn good, except for Golem and King Kong. What was that? The Skull Island game supposed to be terrible?
I didn't know that.
No, it's terrible. It's an awful game. The graphics look like they're on PS2.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's bad. It was a Rush thing. So, there were that game, Golem, which you need to ignore. That's a horrible, horrible, horrible game. Yeah, don't get it. It's terrible. And Modern Warfare 3 didn't do very well either. Said it's probably the worst Call of Duty ever.
Really?
Yep. I still think they should have called it Modern Warfare 3 because it's funny. Somebody was doing a meme where they were like, hey, this is Call of Duty Modern Warfare and on the PS3. And this is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. It's like they were both Modern Warfare 3s. And people were like, the PS3 one was better. Oh, that's pretty bad. So I did play Super Mario RPG. Man, did that bring me back. Only thing I don't fucking like. None of the characters have voices. But what's crazy is they have subtitles where they would speak. So the characters open their mouths, right? But nothing comes out. It's just subtitles. And I'm like, why would you do that? When you can hire a voice actor. I don't even care if it was in Japanese. Or, you know, Nintendo would dub it anyway.
Yeah.
But, there was a part where Mallow gets his wallet stolen by the first boss. One of the main first bosses of the game. And, of course, he says, I can't cry. I gotta be a strong boy and all that. Big boys don't cry. And then he starts crying. And, of course, he's got some ability. You find out later. But when he cries, a whole storm comes down. It starts raining real bad. And then Mario comes to his aid and says, I'll help you find your wallet. And then the storm ends. But see, they show that scene, and it's really well done. The movies are all really good. But there's no voice. There's no voice for anybody. It still feels like you're playing an updated version of the Super Nintendo game. Which is fine. But I think I would have loved to hear what Mallow and Geno and all these other characters that have never been anywhere else in the Mario universe would sound like. Because we never knew what they sound like. And it's really not fair that we don't actually get any voices for them. Still. And a lot of people shared my complaint. It's like, why do you have subtitles, but you don't have voices? And again, I love the game. I actually beat the first Smithy boss, you know, because you have the Smithy gang and you have to fight all the different ones. You go into the Mushroom Kingdom Palace and you fight that first boss, the one that's bouncing on the sword. Yeah, it was a little hard, but it was fun. It was really fun to play. So I definitely would recommend it. It's worth it. I don't know how much Nintendo is charging for it, but it's a lovingly made remake. It's definitely a remake. They've definitely added things that make it better. The level up's a hell of a lot better. You get perks now. They've got that weird roulette system when you get 100 points on your flower. I think it's on your flower. No, because the way that game worked is when an enemy would hit you, as you push a button, you could block the attack. And if you go to attack an enemy, if you push a button at the minute of the attack, it would do double damage. So basically, every time you did that, it would build up a bar. And that bar would build up until you could get a roulette chance, and it would give you an effect in battle that you could use at any time. So that's pretty damn cool. That's new stuff. Apparently, the Kulex fight is still in the game, so if anybody wants to go in there and try to fucking fight him again, believe me, I tried to fight him a million times at Super Nintendo, and I only broke a few of his fucking crystals. He's much harder than Smithy, who I could never actually beat, so. But I'm hoping I'm going to do it this time. Like, I'm going to try to go in there and actually win. I'm going to see what I can do and try to fucking beat that game for once on one console. I mean, it's not like I don't have the Super Nintendo version, because I do, but just having that Switch version is really fun, so I definitely recommend that. It brought back so many memories. It's just like, man, I was playing that when I was just a little boy. So, oh yeah, 1996 or 97. 97, I think, Mario RPG came out. Mm-hmm. And Square still owns the rights to a lot of those characters, so that's the interesting thing about it. Some of those characters aren't Mario characters. They're not Nintendo characters. They're Square characters. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how they did that. Because it was a partnership between Mario and Square, kind of like Disney and Square did Kingdom Hearts. Mario and Square did Super Mario RPG. But all right. We're going to wait till you get to a boss. Oh, yeah, man. Like, I watched that South Park Pandaverse. It was okay. Yeah. I mean, it was funny. I liked how nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew how to do anything anymore.
Yeah.
So the handymen got so rich that they became super billionaires and... She's crazy.
I'm working on it, Sharon.
Yeah. Well, he's got Bob Iger in there, and everything has to do with his oven door.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. You know, they keep talking about the damn multiverses, but they're definitely doing that with the new Deadpool also.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I they can't
outscript Deadpool.
I don't know. I mean, they're bringing Wolverine back, so it's probably going to be good.
I think.
Right now, they only have two movies that they're supposedly going to release. Well, one isn't even Disney Marvel. It's Fox Marvel, and it looks like shit. Madam Web?
Yes.
That looks like shit.
It's not... They pick characters
that nobody fucking cares about.
I don't know who was ever big into Madam Web.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not me, and I read comics. And then, of course, you had, Garfield. Garfield looks like it'll be good. I think that's actually the most realistic depiction of Garfield just eating shit that I've ever seen. I don't remember the old ones where he was just eating and eating and eating. That's more like Garfield, the original 90s cartoon, which is probably the best adaptation for Garfield, in my opinion. Of course, they did that, and they did U.S. Acres. That was way back in the day. I was talking to some of the staff at FUA, and I said, I'm 38. And they said, you sure like to, talk about your age a lot. I said, well, it's because I've lived through a lot of shit to get here. So there's a lot of times where I'm like, you know what? I wonder if I can beat this truck on my bicycle. Oh, yeah, true story. And I came that fucking close to being completely isekai'd into a fantasy realm of big-breasted anime elves. Because that damn truck, that was a semi, by the way, that motherfucker damn near clipped me. Riding that bike, and I was, it's been a few times. I remember I rode that damn thing in the pitch-ass dark thunderstorm, rain pouring that you couldn't even see. Man, with listening to music, with my CD player in one hand and my bike in the other, I was insane. Yeah, dude, I'm surprised I survived to get to 38. And the guy said to me, he said, man, I hope you'll be able to add more to it. And he said, I hope you many more. And I said, that's great. See, some people, they're a little bit different, I guess, when it comes to me. I'm not everybody's, not everybody likes me, and that's fine. Not everybody's supposed to like me. Not everybody's going to be your friend.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing I learned of all this is, and I was actually told this by several other people that on the outside, don't open up too much to certain people.
Yeah.
Because you
really
don't
have to be careful.
Yeah,
about
you
that.
Don't know. You think that people
what
are.
Their intentions
yeah,
are.
You don't know what their intentions are, and you don't know, like I said, like in the AVN, it said I opened up too much to people I thought that I... To people that thought that you could... Like...
Well...
They would... To people that would listen, right? They were willing to listen. And you were like, well, maybe I can open up to them a little more because I listen to all them talk about all their things. So then I talked about mine, and they're like, oh, that's too much. And I opened up too much. And now I've got people that despise me and resent me because I opened up too much. Yeah. And that's legitimately what the issue was, which is what it is. I mean, and some people, they don't necessarily hate me, but they're not going to look at me the same way.
Yeah.
Which one of the guys said, he's like, a lot of people are never going to have the same amount of respect for you that they once did. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's fine. That's it is what it is. Yeah. You know, I did that. There's nothing I can do about that. Like, it's the well is soured. And you just have to fucking deal with that. That's the consequences of your actions, right? So, I mean, yeah, I said some things and things happened, and I mean, it is what it is, and I am moving on. I'm going to try to move on. I'm not going to try to talk about it anymore. Again, I'm trying to keep my server drama free. I'm not going in with all this. We're going to try to have fun in there. I don't want to be fighting with people, and I want them to do their thing and enjoy their server and the fun stuff that they have going on in there. Like, they have their own party and good times and all that. That's fun. I'm glad they're enjoying that. I'm glad that they're having a good time and giving each other good advice and, you know, really just having kind of a bar situation in there, I guess you could say. But, you know, I heard from some other people that I said, well, you know, Nick is purging a lot of his old audience, and I didn't know anything about it because I haven't listened to Nick in a long, long time. But apparently he's, according to what one guy is that's watched him, watching him a lot, he said, Nick's trying to purge a lot of his old audience. And I'm like, I don't know why. I don't know what he's doing now or what his new thing is. Which makes sense because as a content creator, you always have to have a new angle.
Yeah.
You can't just talk about the same thing over and over and people get bored.
Yeah.
So, that's why he's trying something new or, you know, to try to get some new people in and get a new audience, insight, whatever. There's all kinds of, you know, different things that... Man, I guess you gotta fight him, too. After you beat him, we'll stop. It says pretty fun, though, you have to admit.
Yeah.
A lot better than the first one. It was cheaper, too.
Oh, bad.
This was only $22. I think it was on sale. That's one thing that GOG will do, they'll release that. I bought this and I bought the Smurfs 2. I haven't played if Smurfs 2 as a platformer game. But alright, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and Dead Penetration has been playing the shit out of this game. And we thank you so much for hanging out with us, and hope you guys will check us out again. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time on, I guess, the Grim Rant Show. And we'll be back with some articles and stuff like that. But we were just going to talk about some things, get some stuff off my chest, and move on to better things, you know, now that you got all that off your chest, you know, you can move on to other things. And that's what I'm trying to do. Because that's a good thing. That's part of mental health. You have to get all that out. So, like, again, nothing against any of those guys in there. I want them to continue what they're doing. I want them to continue to have fun and have a good time. If they welcome me, that's fine. If they don't welcome me, that's fine, too. Because that's just how it is. Not everybody is going to see you the same way. That's literally what they said. Not everyone's going to see you the same way. So if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. I have to deal with that. And that's a consequence of my own actions. You know, I have to accept that.
Yeah.
So, and again, I've got other people that do accept me for that. But they may not accept other parts of me. Like, some of the guys in FUA might not like to know that I'm more maybe right-wing in some issues. And they're more progressive. And that's just how it is. Like, they're more progressive thinking because that's just the sex industry and all that. A lot of them are more progressive thinking. But then you've got some guys that are more old school Like the guys over there in Philly server, which are more old school when it comes to these kind of things. I mean, they're still, you know, into the sex games, stuff like that, but they have maybe an old school way of looking at things. And, of course, the being a dick server and all that. It's not that they don't talk about the lesbian and gay stuff, because that's in those games.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just not, it's not pounded at you. You know, it's not, it's like, okay, one of the women is gay, or two of the girls are gay, and the father kind of can't understand it, you know? So that was a big issue in being a dick, and they brought that up. I mean, there's some characters in City of Broken Dreamers that have optional parts, and in Lust Academy, too. Like, all those games, they have that kind of thing in them. So, I don't have an issue with any of that. But again, like, they're not talking about trans or any of that. I mean, they're not going in there. Like, when I go into Philly server, dude, it's like, yeah, I can understand these people. Like, they're degenerates, too. But they're not like the anime degenerates. The anime degenerates, a lot of the people in the FUWA and stuff like that, they're students.
Yeah.
They're all young students. Yeah. And one thing I did learn about all these guys is they all really want to have families. And because of the situation, they can't. So one of the guys says, you know, I'm not an alpha male. What is that fucking thing? It's a type of male. It's a Sigma male. I'm a Sigma male. Another was like, I'm black-pilled, but I'm not a doomer. You know, a lot of these young guys are getting into this content.
I can't remember again. What's black-pilled?
Black-pill is that you accept the world for being harsh.
Yeah.
And, I mean, accept that women have changed a lot, and that society has changed a lot, and things probably aren't going back, and you just got to make do with what you got. And, you know, one thing I want to try to really, you know, explain to people is doomer, like, that mentality, like, okay, fine, things are bad, but you're still alive. You still have a life to live. You still have things that you can enjoy in life. There's always cool stuff out there. There's always fun things to do. There's always cool people out there to talk with. And there's always, you know, different things. There's no reason, oh, I don't like anything. I mean, if you are really in that situation where you fucking hate everything, and you're just like, oh, I don't enjoy the things that I used to enjoy, then yeah, you may have some problems and may need to go see somebody and get that worked out. But, like, for a lot of you guys, like, you understand, yeah, shit sucks, but it's gonna be better. I was talking to a guy in another server, and basically he was saying, you know, I look at this as a momentary thing, because I want a robot, and I think robots are going to be available very soon, that kind of technology or something like it.
Well, you heard China, they're
I know
on the next couple years.
I know, I've heard. So he says it's only like a momentary thing for me, and I said, yeah, it's great. That's great. I mean, they had gotten to a little bit of a heated argument about something completely fucking different. I mean, because some guys have way different opinions on, like, LGBT and trans and stuff in there than you would expect. And that's fine, because, honestly, people aren't supposed to all agree about the same shit. So those guys that, you know,
there are some universal things that...
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying that... Like, so those guys over there that think some of my hentai is too much, that's fine. That's perfectly understandable. It's perfectly understandable. And some of those guys that think, oh, the LGBT, not all of it's okay, that's fine. Not all of it's bad, that's fine. And one guy said, he said, if there was a machine to transfer a man to a woman and it was biologically accurate, then I would do it. But as long as it's not biologically accurate and they're doing these weird surgeries where it smells like poop. You heard that?
I've heard that.
Smells like poop? Yeah, that's disgusting. So yeah, nobody wants to do that. But if we had a machine that could literally do one to the other and it was 100% accurate, yeah, a lot of guys, which there would be some guys
feel
that would
like
do that.
That's never gonna be a thing. That's not a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in three...
You gotta change every chromosome.
Maybe in like 1,000 years, but I don't know. Like, That's way out of the... But we were just saying hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical.
Honestly, though, if that'd be like, we have something that causes Down syndrome, and everyone wants to get it, but you have... It is a mental disorder. I feel like, you know, not just feel like, I mean, you can look at it now, kids that would have probably never even thought of doing anything like that are now on board because it's the cool thing to do, and, you know, it's what's being promoted.
Yeah.
You know, and kids, that just further goes to show kids don't have any real say in, they shouldn't have any real say in how they do their body at until a certain age, because you can't think about it objectively. Mm-hmm. You can't think about it in what will the future be like for me if I do this.
Yeah, it's like getting a... Okay, the best way I heard it is years ago, you might have... Like, say, okay, one of my favorite bands growing up used to be Disturbed, right? So, what if I, like... I mean, what if I said, I want to get a big Disturbed tattoo on my chest? And the parents would be like, no, don't do anything stupid like that. And the reason why is because you may not like Disturbed so much later on down the road. You may
got a SpongeBob calf tattoo, but I did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still like some SpongeBob cartoons,
but not like
but
that.
I don't have to get a tattoo of it.
Yeah. There's a game, Battle for Bikini Bottom, and another one that I got those, and they're supposed to be fun. But alright, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We were supposed to be out, but we didn't. And at any rate, we thank you guys for hanging out with us, and
alright, later.
Enjoy the decline.